Speed dating involves men and women meeting in a room and finding out as much as they can about possible partners in 3 minutes. It's proving very popular with Britain's young people who find that they haven't gotten the time to meet that special one. At a speed dating event, you are given 3 minutes to talk, one-on-one, with a member of the opposite sex. Then a bell is rung and you move to another person and start chatting again. By the end of the evening, you will have spoken with up to 20 men or women. If by the end of a conversation you fancy the person or would like to see them again, you write it down on a card. Then if the other person also fancies you, the organizer will contact you with their details. But is 3 minutes long enough to make an impression and work out if you want to see someone again? Research suggests that chemistry can be felt within the first 30 seconds of meeting someone. And that is what speed dating is all about, knowing quickly if you are going to like someone. And what about romance? Is it possible to make a good judgment in such a short time? After all, people say you can't hurry love. However, Britain will soon have its first marriage from a speed date. So, if you are on a mission to find Mr. or Miss Wright, what have you got to lose? At worst, you still go home on your own. But at best, the person of your dreams could be just 3 minutes away.